people. One thing the river of the Holy Spirit did for me was awaken my natural senses to the realm of the Spirit. I have felt, seen, heard, smelled, and tasted more of the spirit world in the last year than all the previous years combined. It has been wonderful and a whole lot of fun. However, in the past few weeks, I found myself at a place where my natural senses seemed to have fallen back asleep to the spiritual. Honestly, it was very disturbing at first, and no matter how much I told myself that our Christian life had to be walked by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7, I couldn't help but feel disappointed in my heart. Things started to turn when I woke up early one morning this week with the words from a Misty Edwards song rolling through my mind. Just let my heart be alive, let me be living deep on the inside. Come, fan the flame. I knew it was a prayer the Lord was giving me. As I prayed these words, I felt something inside of me. I was getting in touch with the Spirit inside of me. I began to feel something big on the inside. John 7, 37-38. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." I have always heard that blind people can hear much better than someone with sight. In a sense, they learn to see with their hearing. As believers, we have the river in us, which means we are to be bigger on the inside than on the outside. This is just the way the kingdom of heaven is, bigger on the inside than the outside. We must never lose touch with this. Ruth Ward Heflin gave some great counsel on this very thing. You don't have to feel full of glory all the time. You can be an empty riverbed. Just let the river of God flow through you. The waters of God's river are refreshing, cleansing, empowering. Just don't stop with the refreshing stage and don't be satisfied with the cleansing stage. Move on into the empowerment of the river. Let is a great word. I think the Lord is saying it is time to move us on into the empowerment of His river. Shalom, Byron Wicker.